Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 348, The Waiting Season. Guest minister Elizabeth Frauhager delivered this message on Sunday, December 10th, 2023, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Are you awake this morning?
Yes.
Are you a light in the dark world? Amen. Amen. So I am so blessed to bring the message of the Lord this morning. I'm excited to deliver this message because this message is for me. But I pray that you will also receive it as well. So good morning. Glad that you can make it in this wonderful day. Blessings to you all watching us via Facebook and YouTube. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And maybe next weekend you just come here. Right? Get out of the couch and come here and be with us. And then I want to bless those that will be listening on the podcast later on. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. So, wake up, church.
Yes.
Are we awake this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Oh, I am so excited. I'm almost even shaking because this message is so, like, ready to come out. Help me, Holy Ghost, to stay on time. But anyways, you guys don't have anywhere to go this afternoon, do you? I think you're okay for a few hours. Praise the Lord. So I just wanted to start off with a little joke I heard. You all ready for a joke?
Yeah.
I think you need this joke because some of you look a little sleepy. And so my Bible's so big, it barely fits up here. I came up upgraded because the other one's so little and I can't really see that well. So, hey, I got the big Bible now. Look out. Hey, we got to make some changes sometimes, amen? So praise the Lord. So this joke, I actually saw it on Facebook and I thought, oh, that's a good one. When people are sleeping, I'm going to just bring this joke in. So don't be sleepy this morning. So the joke goes, the people were at church, and there's a gentleman in the back row, and he was falling asleep, right? And he was dozing off, and the pastor said, you'll get ready for this. The pastor said, stand up. And all he heard, because he was dozing off, is stand up. So he stood up, and then everybody started clapping. And he's like, what's going on? And the pastor says, thank you so much. Does anybody want to give another $5,000? It's a good one, right? Yes. So so don't go dozing off because you just never know what the pastor or the person up here is going to say. Amen? So glory to God. I'm glad that you are awake. You are awake. So let us pray. Father God, we just thank you this morning. Holy Spirit, come and have your way this morning. All of you and none of me. Thank you, Father, for preparing our hearts to receive what you have to say this morning. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and get our hearts ready to receive, Father God, from your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that's present here. And those watching via online, Father, bless them, Lord. And I break every destruction. I see distraction, so I bind distraction from getting this message into your spirit. I break it and I bind it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I pray the shalom peace of the Father over us as we receive this message. Father, we love you. Be glorified this morning. Be glorified, Jesus. Speak through me. I surrender to you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father God. We bless you. We honor you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And the church says amen, amen, amen. So the title of my message is The Waiting Season. How many of y'all are in a waiting season? Yeah, should we all be, everybody's waiting for something, amen? Waiting for your promise to come to fruition can be a very difficult time. Amen, very trying time. Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us that for everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So this morning, this message will give us some practical keys some practical nuggets that can help us to stay encouraged in our time of waiting. I know I need to be encouraged this morning. Anybody else? And the Lord is going to come, and he's going to encourage us with this message. Amen. Because we're all waiting for something. Amen. Some of us waiting for a financial breakthrough. Anybody in the room? Salvation of our family members. I know I've been waiting for a long time, ever since I've been saved 20-some years ago. I am praying and standing in the gap for my family to receive Jesus. I've knocked on every door. I've been kicked out and also on and on. But I trust the Lord that they're coming in. Amen. Prodigals are coming in. Amen. Some of us are waiting for healing. For healing for to be manifested. For healing for us really to receive it, because healing is ours. Amen. It's over. Jesus already paid for all this. We just need to step in and line up with the Word of God and receive the healing. Amen. Some of you are waiting to start a family. Children are beautiful. I have two of them and two grandchildren. And God is going to bless you with that family. Some of us is waiting for a future spouse. Anybody other than me? They're coming in Jesus' name. I'm like, I know there's more single ladies. Anybody else? Yeah, come on. Hello? You guys watching on YouTube? You know, amen. Don't be shy. Shout it from the rooftop, amen. Maybe he or she will hear you. The breakthrough's coming, amen. Some of us are waiting for our ministry to take off or our ministry to grow. I mean, God has given you a vision or a prophetic word that your ministry is going to be amazing and powerful, and this is powerful, but maybe it's a bigger picture and you're still waiting. Lord, you gave me this word 30-some years ago. I'm waiting. Some of us is 8 years or 10 years. But God is faithful, amen? Some of you are waiting for a house. Come on. Who's waiting for a house? Call it in, amen? A new job. A new car. God cares about the little things, amen? Who's waiting for retirement? Come on, there's two of us. I am so waiting for retirement. I am so ready to retire. And Rick, welcome you this morning. I have the pleasure of knowing Rick for many years. We actually worked across from each other for about 5 years, Rick, right? So, yeah, or something like that. Long, long time ago, 15 years ago. And we had Bible study together, so we have a long history. So I'm so excited to see you here. Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. You just never know what God is going to do. Amen. So thank you for being faithful and volunteering in such a great ministry. Amen. So I have a few keys and nuggets that I'm going to try to deliver to you in a nice, practical way. Amen. So the first one, and I didn't really number them because I don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to do. He might just throw in a few or two in there. And so the first one is obedience. We need to be obedient to what the Lord has told us in the past. Amen. What was the last, you might want to take some notes because this is going to be good. And the Lord's going to be speaking to you and reminding you of things that you need to do. So what was the last thing that the Lord told you to do? If you don't remember now, Holy Spirit will remind you. What was the last thing that the Lord told you to do, and have you done it? Have you done it? Because a lot of us are waiting for a promise. A lot of us are waiting, and we're like, what's next, God? What's next, God? Give me some more stuff. What do I need to do? Where do I need to go? Who do I need to contact? What book do I need to read? I mean, so on and so on. But God says to us this morning, have you done that last thing I told you to do? Have you done it? Amen? Some of us can't move forward because we haven't done the last thing the Lord has told us to do. He wants us to be obedient. Obedient like Noah. I know there's many stories in the Bible that speaks about obedience, but I chose Noah. Noah was about 600 years old when God spoke to him. Amen. In Genesis 6, and he told him to build an ark. And I'm just going to read the scripture here. Genesis 6:14, it says, God told Noah, make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. So God told Noah to build this humongous ark, right? And with gopher wood. Now, gopher wood, I looked it up because I didn't know what, I don't build stuff, so I build trucks, but they're not made out of wood. So I had to look up this gopher wood, and it's a really durable wood and very dependable and very durable. So God knew what he was doing, and then when he told him to build an ark, it's hard and it's durable wood. It took Noah a long time to build this ark. Some Bible scholars says probably 100 years. Now, that's a long time. I know I've been waiting for several promises. One is 20-some years, and the other one's 18 years. And then I have different ones. It's not just one promise I'm waiting. There's a lot of things that I'm waiting for. And I know God is faithful. So God told Noah, build this ark. And then he gave him specific instructions, as if you read the story, 300 cubic in length. That's 450 feet, you all. That's huge. Every 1.5 cubit is a feet. So it was 450 feet long by 500 cubits wide, 750 feet wide. Can you just imagine? This is enormous. Enormous. By 30 cubic tall, 45 feet tall. Come on, this was a huge project, a huge thing that the Lord told Noah to do. And what I like about this is that he didn't receive, after the first instructions he gave him, he didn't receive any more for a long time. He says, prepare because I'm going to flood the earth. They never even seen rain. People must have think he's nuts, right? They're like, what is he doing? And he didn't receive any more instructions from the Lord other than to build this ark. And then he gave him the instructions of what to do. And he was faithful and he was obedient. So we need to obey the Lord when he speaks. When he speaks to you, obey what he said. Remember what he said. Don't listen to the naysayers because there's dime a dozen, amen? So focus on what God said to you and be obedient to do it. Amen. Sometimes God speaks to you through other people. He does that. But he always gives you confirmation. Amen. God bless you. He always gives you confirmation. So let's be obedient while we wait. I know sometimes it seems like it's so long, God. But be obedient. Stick with God's plan. Amen. All right. The next nugget is don't take matters into your own hands. Don't take matters into your own hands. Don't birth an Ishmael. Don't birth an Ishmael. Amen. In the book of Genesis, we're still in Genesis 12 and 15, it talks about the story of Abraham and Sarah. Amen. Everybody knows the story, right? God told Abraham and Sarah that they were going to have a child. And they got impatient. And they were saying, she's 90 years old. He was probably 100. I don't know exactly how, but they were old of age. And they're like going, there's got to be another way to bring this to fruition. They got outside of God's plan for them. There's no plan B with God. There's only a plan A. Amen. So if God hasn't told you, then it doesn't count. But if God's told you that you move with it, you move forward with it. He will give you specific instructions. So stick with them. Don't birth an Ishmael. Wait on God. Wait on God. Don't take any shortcuts. Because how many of you know when you take a shortcut, we end up going around and around and around. Amen. And we lose focus. And we get lost. And we get discouraged. And we become impatient. And then we make more of a mess. And more of a mess. And I can tell you many marriages are birthed from Ishmaels. People get married. when they're unequally yoked, and then it's a mess. Don't go outside of God's promise for you. Yes, it's lonely. Yes, sometimes you become desperate. And then they go outside of the will of God for them. And then they tell you they're getting married to so-and-so. And you're like, what? He doesn't even go to church. Or she doesn't even go to church. They're not even a Christian. How do you think this marriage is going to work? This isn't God's plan for you. It's not. And then they go ahead and they get married. And you already then told them the word of the Lord. I mean, it's in the Bible, right? It's there. See it for yourself. It's there. And then they get married. And then they call you later on with, it's a mess. He's out drinking. He's done cursing me. And it just goes on and on and on. It created a big mess because we birthed an Ishmael when we got outside of the word of God. Come on. Who am I preaching to today? Don't go outside of what God has told you already. Amen. Don't create an Ishmael. Stay with God's plan. Plan A. There's no plan B. Amen. Because it causes pain and suffering when we don't wait on God. His word says in Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. A lot of times we quote scriptures, and we always forget that if you do this, if you do this, then this. We always want the then, right? We want to get the outcome, but then he tells us, delight yourself in me. Amen. When God gives you a clear vision, sometimes he gives you a dream, he gives you a promise, he gives you a prophetic word. Hold on to that and don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of God like Abraham and Sarah did. Hold on to that vision that he gave you. Hold on to that dream that he gave you. He wants to encourage you so we don't go weary in well-doing. A vision is a desire picture of the future, inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has given me many visions, and only a few come to pass, but it's okay, because I'm on God's timing. Amen? And his timing is perfect. It's perfect. See yourself with that promise. Amen? Step in into that prophetic word and start doing things as if it already happened. Speak to the bones, right? Speak to the dry bones as in Ezekiel. See yourself already with the child. See yourself married. See yourself in the house the Lord promised you. See your ministry where God told you it is going to be. See yourself there and prophesy it and declare it as it is so. Because if God told you that he's going to do it, you bet your bottom dollar. I don't know. I can't think. Like the little Annie, you know, he's going to do it. He will do it. Amen. He will do it. God is not a God that he shall lie. His word does not return void. Church, it doesn't return void. So you can put your money on that is going to happen. So believe what he says. Believe that he will bring it to pass. Your breakthrough is coming. Look to your neighbor and say, your breakthrough is coming. Now, do it again and tell like you really mean it. Your breakthrough is coming. Amen. You on Facebook, tell your wife or whoever's next to you, your breakthrough is coming. Amen. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming in Jesus' name. The next nugget, God is never late. He's always on time. He's never late. God's timing is not our timing. Amen. When God gives you a word, and it might have been, I have gotten words 10 years ago, and it's just now coming to pass. Because we need to be in the right place at the right time. Sometimes we need to get in alignment with God for some of those things to come to pass. Amen. We're not waiting on God. He's waiting on us. Come on, church. Let's get in line with the Word of God. Amen? God's timing is not our timing. Like the story of Mary and Martha. Remember the story when Lazarus was sick? Right? And Martha approaches Jesus. A word goes to Jesus and they say, hey, Lazarus is sick. Come quickly, right? Come quickly to Bethany because Lazarus is sick. Lazarus and Jesus are really, really good friends, really good buddies, right? And so Jesus hears word of it and he doesn't rush to Bethany. He tells his disciples, let's go somewhere else. So they take extra 2 more days to come. By the time Jesus gets there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And Martha meets the Lord and he says, Lord, if you had just come when we called you, Lazarus wouldn't be dead. But how many of you know that sometimes, not sometimes, all the times, God has something better for us? He has already performed many miracles of healings. People already knew that he was healed, but they had not seen him bringing someone to life. And this was the big, wow, God is good kind of moment. But Martha and Mary didn't understand it because Jesus purposely did not go straight to Bethany because he wanted to see Lazarus come to life. Amen. And Martha, she's all, oh, Jesus. But if you'd been here earlier, he wouldn't have died. Because Martha really wasn't expecting Jesus to bring him back to life. He wanted Lazarus to be healed, not bring him back to life. But Jesus had a better plan. Amen? He had a better plan. He's bringing Lazarus back to life and see an amazing miracle in front of everyone. And when Jesus tells them, remove the stone, and here's Martha here doubting and saying, Jesus, he's been there 4 days. He stinketh. How do you know? He stinketh. And when I was writing this last night, this is just to get you all caught. When I was writing this last night, I threw in a load of laundry Tuesday night before we went to the teen challenge banquet. And I said, I'll turn it in the dryer when I get back. Well, we got back kind of late. And then, you know, my laundry is a closet in the hallway. So I forgot about it. So those clothes had been sitting there Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday we have worship night. Yes, and then yesterday I got home from work and I walked by it because it's on the way to my room and I was like, what stinks in here? And I opened the door and there's stink, just like, oh my, the clothes are in there from Tuesday night. Anybody done that before? Is it just me? I got busy. And then I was like, well, I don't have time for that. I got to finish my message tonight. And then I had to work Saturday morning. And then I was like, you know what, clothes, you'll be there. And when I get there, I'll have to wash them a couple times probably. I don't know. But they'll come back to life. Amen. So God is good. He's so good. Amen. Okay, the next nugget is a good one because I know I need this one. Be patient. In hope. Be patient. Have anybody ever told you, don't pray for patience? Anybody told you that? No, please don't pray for patience because, oh, you'll wait. You'll wait. And so I try not to pray for patience. I say, help me, Lord, but I know we need it. Psalm 40, 1 through 3 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And let me get that here on my Bible. I think sister's going to put it up. Let's see if I can get there. We are in Psalm 40. You all know this Psalm 40? When David is crying out to the Lord? Okay. And he says, Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He put a new song in my mouth. Hallelujah. Yes. praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. One thing waiting will definitely produce is patience. I don't know any other way to get patience but to waiting. James tells us that, brethren, as you fall into various trials, these produce patience. So it's a good thing. Amen? We are not just waiting for a breakthrough. We are waiting for a God of breakthrough. Amen? David said, and he heard my cry. How many of you have been before the Lord and just cry out? Many times. Many, many, many times. And it's okay. David said, cry out to the Lord. Sometimes you've been waiting patiently, and it's been too long. It's been too long, and you're like, God, I'm crying out to you. It's not because we lack faith. It's not. It's because we're human, and we have this thing called flesh, and we feel, and we feel. And sometimes we're waiting for so long that we just fall out in front of the presence of God and say, God, help me. Hear my cry, Lord. And it's okay. He understands. God understands where we're at. He knows what we're going through before we even tell him. Amen. He understands. We don't need to bottle it all up and pretend that we're so strong. Sometimes we come into church and we walk through the doors and we're just strong and nothing moves me, nothing. No. But inside we're hurting. Inside we're just longing for this thing that we're waiting on. And only God can help us. You know, we have brothers and sisters that can come alongside. Call somebody if you need prayer. That's what we're here for. Amen. Send a text message when you're having a difficult time. Amen. But first, run to the throne. Amen. A lot of people run to the phone instead of running to the throne. Bring it before the Lord first. Bring your petition before the Lord first, and then you may call somebody and say, hey, get in agreement with me about this and this. Amen. Sometimes you go to the throne and get with God, and you don't need to call anybody because he's already, before we go and get all, oh, this happened, this and this and this, and then like, oh, we forgot. The most important thing is to bring things to the Lord, to the Father. Amen. So he can help us, so he can strengthen us. Amen. So it's okay to ask God questions. It's okay to let him know that we're hurting. He understands. David said, he brought me out of a horrible pit. How many of you have been in a horrible pit? I know I have. Many times. And he brings you out. So don't be discouraged. God will bring you out. He will bring you out. Yes. Tell your neighbor, he will bring you out.
He will bring
you out. Now tell him again like you mean it. He will bring you out. Amen. He will bring you out. He will bring you out. Your breakthrough is on the way. Your deliverance is on the way. Your healing is on the way. Amen. The salvation of your family member is on the way. That breakthrough for your ministry is on the way. Your children are on the way. Your future spouse is on the way. Amen. Somebody shout. Your financial breakthrough is on the way.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
I receive that.
Amen, sister. Claim it, grab it, it's yours. Your job is on the way. Your new house is on the way. I mean, do one of these, I'm taking that one. My new car is on the way. Come on, take it, right? Your promise is on the way. God will bring you out of the miry clay. His word says so. Amen. He will set your feet upon a rock and establish your steps. He will put a new song in your heart. Oh, Lord, we need a new song in our hearts. Yes, Lord, a joyful song. Amen. You will go from complaining. We don't have any complainers in this church. It's probably some other church or people online. I don't know. He will bring you from your complaining to your praising the Lord. Amen. He will bring you from fear to faith. He will give you from trials to transformation. We're seeing some transformations in some of these families. Amen. You will go from defeat to victory. Pastor Sarah said, we pray from a place of victory because it's already ours. Amen? Amen. You will go from a hardship to a blessing. And the Lord wants to bless us. He really does want to bless us. It's just sometimes our flesh gets in the way. Sometimes our complaining gets in the way. Like the Israelites, an 11-day journey took them 40 years. I don't know who I'm talking to. Lord, forgive us for complaining. Forgive us, Lord. We are guilty. Help us, God, to be thankful in all things, like Sister Tanya said earlier. Help us to be thankful. Amen. Because you have been waiting patiently for the Lord. Waiting produces patience. And patience produces character and maturity. You know, sometimes you meet somebody who's like, I've been waiting 2 years for this thing. Elizabeth, I've been waiting 2 whole years. And I'm like, try 18 years. What? Because when you see it from your perspective, 2 years is a long time. But when somebody else tells you they've been waiting 18 years, some 20 years. Some have been waiting 50 years for their spouse to get saved. But we don't give up. We keep pressing forward. We keep moving forward with Jesus until we see it come to pass. Amen? Take our blessings. It belongs to us. Okay. Next, I get so excited because I'm just preaching it to myself, y'all. God is so good. Elizabeth, you need this. You're going to preach this. Say, yes, Lord, I'm being obedient. Even though it's hard, I'm being obedient. Amen? The next nugget, grow. I kind of put three together because it would have been a long message. Grow, serve, and become strong. Let's not waste our waiting by becoming lazy in our wilderness. Oh, I'm just going to wait here till the Lord shows up. I'm just, you know, go home and just not be involved, not do anything. No, God wants us to be involved, not to waste our time. Ouch, that one hurt. Don't waste our time. Yes, it's hard. Yes, we're discouraged. Get your house in order, he tells me. Elizabeth, get your house in order. You're waiting for something, but your house is not in order. Oh, yes, Lord, give me more time. I always ask the Lord for more time. Like, you got 24 hours. We make a choice what we want to do with that time. Amen? I work 6 days a week. I'm like, Lord, when I retire... When I retire, I'm going to start writing the book. When I retire, I'm going to write more messages. When I retire, and it's like, how about now? Start now. Right? Little by little. Little by little. It makes a big difference. Just a little bit. We can move forward. Right? It'll be these steps. Right? Some of you, God is saying, take those classes. I never thought I'd be taking classes again. I mean, I done graduated a long time ago. But the Lord says, get in that ministry school. Yes, Lord, it's expensive. Get in the ministry school. Put your time and your money and your effort in that. And let me help you grow. Amen. He wants to sharpen our skills while we're waiting. Go to the gym. Lose that extra few pounds. Amen. Don't get in the weight scale because it's a liar. I'll tell you that. Do not get on that waistcoat. It's a liar, and it's going to stay in that corner. Amen? So, guys, that's for me and somebody else because they're all laughing. Sometimes you've been eating better, and you're working out, and you're doing little bits and pieces, and then you get on the scale, and it's like, no way. You're a liar. I'm pushing through with Jesus. Amen? Amen. Little changes makes a big difference. Amen. And in the process, God will develop not only your patience, but also he will develop your gifts. Work on your gifts. Work on your habits, your skills, your holiness, your purity. We got a lot of things to develop while we're waiting. Last night, just get lazy. It's like, I'm just going to pop in. What is it nowadays? I don't watch TV, but like the next seasons and the reruns, and I'm just going to sit here and do that because I'm waiting on the Lord. No, let's be fruitful while we wait. Amen? We go from glory to glory. You don't just wait passively. Let's be moving. Let's honor the Lord in that. Amen? We wait by growing and becoming strong. Isaiah 40:31 says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Come on. They shall run and not grow weary. And they shall walk and not faint. We will walk. We will run. Whatever it takes, but we will not stay in the one place. We're going to move forward. God's always telling us to advance, to move forward. He's not telling us sit all the time. Sometimes he says, you know, like Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. But he's not meaning that physically. He's meaning like spiritually. Okay? God says, be still. I'm sitting here till 10 years. No. That's spiritual, being still in your emotions, in your mind. Yeah. But peaceful. Yes. Not just be, I'm waiting on, because he said, peace be still. And know that I am God. I'm sitting here till he comes, till he delivers, till he rings the bell and say, hey, here's your package. No. Amen. So be peaceful in that. Amen. Let us serve while we wait. What does the waiter do at a restaurant? A waiter, get it? Waiter. He serves. He serves, so let us serve while we wait. Let us see how much we can be a blessing to others, to our families, to your neighbors, to your community, to your church. Serve in the church. What can I do? How can I serve? Amen? Be a blessing. Serving will bring you so much joy. So much joy while you wait. Blessing somebody will bring you so much joy. So it doesn't have to be a difficult time of waiting. You can be joyful while you wait. You can be patient while you wait. You can grow and sharpen your skills while you wait. Amen? So let us not waste our time. Let us serve. Let us grow. Let us develop our skills. Develop our hunger for the Lord. Come on. Who's hungry in here? Yes, I am so hungry and thirsty for God. I want some more. Like, now I'm just calling that and I'm thirsty. Yes, I want to be so hungry for God and so thirsty for him. That leads me to my next step. Spend time with the Lord. And these are not any sort of order, so because that would have been the first one, right? Spend time with the Lord. Maintain a strong, intimate relationship with the Lord. Spend time at the feet of Jesus like Mary. Mary had it right. The one thing that was needed was to be at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Commune with God. Commune with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Host the Holy Spirit. Amen. He will guide you. He will give you specific information when your promise is drawing near. Like you can sense it. You can feel it. It's right around the corner. Amen. Amen. John 14:26 tells us that. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remember all the things that I've said to you. So the Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our comforter. He's our friend. Call out to the Holy Spirit and ask him to help you, to strengthen you, to get you over the hump. Amen. I never understood for the longest time what people call Wednesday Hump Wednesday. But I didn't watch TV, so I didn't never seen the commercial. And everybody's like, whoop, whoop, like, you know, because the camel has three humps, so get you over the hump. I didn't understand, and it was like, you know, and then I was like, what is that? He goes, you not seen the commercial? I mean, it was many years ago. It's about, you know, getting over the hump. Wednesday's the hump, you know, hump day, I guess they called it. So he will help us to get out of the mire clay. He will strengthen us as we call out to him because he is our helper. Amen. So call on the Holy Spirit. He's yours to call on to. Develop your relationship with God the Father, with the Son, Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. Make him your number one priority and watch him work. Watch him work when you put him first. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all of these things will be added on to us. So our first and foremost thing is to seek the Lord. He's going to take care of everything else. He's not telling us, go take care of this. Take care. No, seek me first. Then I will put on a blessing on you. I will take care of all the things that need to be taken care of. Amen? All right, moving on. How are we doing in time? Okay, all right. I got to speed it up. Put it on. Fast forward here. Okay, so our next one, we're almost done. Yeah, we're all close to being done. So praise the Lord. The next one is rest and trust. Rest on the Lord. And I'm not talking physical rest, although I love taking naps. Anybody else in the room like to take a nap? Yeah, all my nap takers? Yeah, nap. Yes, I like taking naps. I'm a dreamer, so when I take a nap, the Lord speaks to me. So I'm like, oh, I can't wait what he's got to say now. So I like to take naps, even not a 15 power naps. No, 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 no. That's not for me. I like an hour nap, 2 hour nap. I mean, I get up super early, you guys. So by that time you are getting up and having breakfast, I've already done 4 hours of work. Right, Rick? Julie? We got a lot of GM workers in here. Come on. We're up at the crack of dawn at work at 6 in the morning building trucks. You guys are getting up. Well, some of you getting up at 8 or, you know, it's good time. I want to retire so I can get up at 10. How about that? Then I can go longer, like to midnight, you know, like I was up last night till midnight. The midnight hour, there's powerful when you pray in the midnight hour. Come on. We ought to set our alarms at midnight and then just go praying for 3 hours till 3 o'clock in the morning. That sounds good, don't it? Thank you, Lord. I better make a note on that one. So, thank you, Holy Ghost. So, we are talking about not physical rest, but spiritual rest. Resting in God. Being still, right? That's what the scripture 46 says. Be still and know that I am God. Be still in the spirit. Trust in his promises. God's promises are yes and amen. Yes and amen. Amen means yes. So yes and yes. Everything that is in this book is yours. Amen? Amen. So rest on God. Trust him. And many times I said, Lord, I trust you. I trust him. Like, check your emotions, Elizabeth. Do you really trust him? Amen? So help us, Lord, to learn how to trust you and do it well. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I want that type of rest. That no matter what's going on in my family, no matter what's going on at church, no matter what's going on at work, I can rest with God and know that he's got it. That I know that he's working all things out for my good. Know that his favor is upon my life. know that even in the midst of chaos, and we see our family members and we're praying for them, and this is where we want them to go, the narrower road, and they're way out here in the left field, and you say, how, God? When, God? How is this going to happen? We need a miracle. You see them so far from God. You see posts on Facebook, and you hear them speak things that are like, God, I've been praying for years and years, and they're further out. They're supposed to be walking with you. Lord, you've given me visions of my kids in ministry, praising you. And they're like, further and further. And this is where he says, my daughter, I have given you a vision. I have given you a promise. Hold on to that. Don't look what's going on right now. Because if you can recall, he's asking me to recall when I got saved 20-some years ago. I was lost far further than probably my kids are now. The Lord sent a laborer in my path. And that word of knowledge, when I cried out to him, just like David did, I'm at work and I'm crying out for a financial breakthrough, even though everything else in my life was a mess, my cry out to God was for a financial breakthrough. And he sent a laborer in my path. And he gave him a word of knowledge. And that word of knowledge wrecked me. I was bawling in my work. How did he know? I was telling the Lord that I was so broke because we had been on layoff. And I had just started working there. And I was so broke. And I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. We were an 11-week layoff. And we were getting paid hardly nothing, maybe $50 a week back then. In 1998, I believe. In 1998. It's a long time ago. And I told the Lord, I don't even have 50 cents for a Coke. Help me, God. 50 cents. I didn't even have 50 cents on my purse to get myself a Coke while I was at work. And I told him, if you are real, show me a sign. If you are listening to my cry. I knew there was a God. I just didn't have a relationship with Jesus. But I was crying out of my pit, my horrible pit. I was crying out to him. And I said, show me a sign. If you are real, show me a sign. Not 10 minutes later comes this man. And some of you know my testimony. And he puts 50 cents on my table. And he says, go get yourself a Coke. I just asked the Lord that. That's all it took for my salvation to take place. Come on. You don't think he could do it for your kids, for your husband, for your family member? He did it for me. He can do that for you as well. So even though I was far off, 300 feet away from the Lord, it only took one time, one turn, and there I was with the Father. I don't know who this is for, but you've been praying for a family member. You're like, they're way out there. They're worshiping Satan. They're doing this. They're doing that. But know that it just takes one word of knowledge, one encounter with God, and they will be right on their way where they need to be. Amen. I'm believing for that for my family. Amen. I'm trusting him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Trust him with all your heart. Don't lean in what you're seeing. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't take matters in your own hands. Amen. Trust the Lord. Trust him. Amen. Okay, my last point. Hallelujah, we're almost there. We're plowing through. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. And the next nugget is prayer. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Here we go again. Thanksgiving, an attitude of thankfulness. Let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Jesus Christ. So church, let us not be anxious. Let us not be impatient. Let us be obedient to what the Lord is saying. Amen. Amen. And let us pray. Let us pray like Hannah prayed. Do you all remember the story of Hannah in 1 Samuel 2:2? Let me see if I can go there. Let me just highlight. I'm not going to read the story for sake of time, but you, if you haven't read the story, please, it's your homework for the week. Read the story of Hannah. It's a great story. She was a woman of prayer, and she was asking the Lord for a son, and she was bitter of soul, and he prayed to the Lord, and he wept in anguish, kind of like David did, crying out to God. You know, her husband says, "Why are you weeping? Why aren't you eating? Why is your heart so grieved?" She desperately wanted a son. But her womb, the Lord had closed her womb. But Hannah came with a cry of prayer and petition to the Lord. She was pouring out her heart before the Lord. And the Lord heard her cry and answered her. Eli, the high priest, he thought she was drunk. I'm pretty sure if I have a camera in my bedroom, people will think I'm drunk, like she had gone nuts. She's sobbing and she's crying and praying in tongues at the top of her, you know. But hey, it's okay. Be like Hannah. Cry out to the Lord. Amen. And Eli answered to her and said, because he's like, "Woman, you put away your drink. You're drunk." Right? And she was just pouring out her soul before the Lord. And he said to her, "Go in peace. And the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked for." May the Lord grant our petition of what we're asking for. Amen. One more story and then we're done. It's one of my favorite stories. This is the story of Esther, on Esther 4. Esther called for a fast. I mean, you all like to fast. But the fast people are like, "Come on, go Pastor Harley. Yes, I'm growing, Pastor, I'm growing." Esther called for prayer and fasting. We're about to embark in a fasting time in January 1st through the 21st, right, Pastor Sarah? So we will be fasting as a corporate church. So ask the Lord how he wants you to fast, because we're going to be praying and fasting. Everybody say praying,
praying.
And fasting.
Yes.
We're not just going to fast. We're going to pray and fast. It's not a diet, although it does have its benefits. I will say that. So, praise the Lord for the fasting time. Amen. Esther was desperate. Right, if you all know the story. She was going to come before the king and prayfully and fastfully that the king will extend the scepter and let her in. She was bold and courageous. She told Mordecai, "If I perish, I perish. But I'm going before the king. So I'm calling a 3-day fast." I don't know what you got to do, what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. When he tells you to fast, you fast. And stand for your promise. Stand for your breakthrough. Amen. The Lord Jesus has already extended the scepter to us. It's ours. His favor is ours. So we already got all that. Amen. It's just a matter of us getting ourselves lined up to the Word of God and waiting patiently for him. Right? The right time. He will make it happen. Let's be thankful while we're waiting. Right? Begin to thank the Lord for your breakthrough right where you're at. Thank you, Lord. I mean, you just do it under your breath. Thank the Lord for your breakthrough. Thank you for whatever it is that you're waiting for. Let's be thankful and begin to thank the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Let us pray. Thank you, Father God. We are so thankful, Lord. We are so thankful, Father God. We are so ever so thankful for you, Jesus. Even if you don't do anything else for us, Lord, you've already done it at the cross. We are thankful for that, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Help us, Lord, to be obedient, Father God, in this time of waiting, to be obedient to what your Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning. Thank you, Father God, that we are not taking our matters into our own hands, Father God, that we are trusting you, Lord. We are trusting you, Father. God, you are never late. You are always on time. We thank you, Lord. Help us to be patient in our waiting, Father. Patient in hope. Help us, Father, to grow. Strengthen us, Lord, in this waiting season. Thank you, Father, that you are helping us to set time aside to spend time with you, Lord, to have a strong intimacy relationship with you, Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we are hearing your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Thank you, Father, that we are resting and trusting and believing in your promises that are yes and amen. Thank you, Father God, that we are praying steadfast, that we are believing, that we are standing strong, Father God, with your promises that are yes and amen. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We give thanks in every occasion. That even though we don't see it, Father, we know you are working. You know you are God of yes and amen. You are the God of the breakthrough. You are the miracle working God. You are the way maker. You make a way where there seems to be no way. You make a crooked path straight and a road smooth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you, and we are expecting, Father God. You are a God of the suddenly. You said, oh, the year is over. It is not over yet. It is only December 10th. God still can move in this year. Be hopeful, be thankful, be faithful. So we thank you, Abba Father, for your word. We thank you that as this word went forward, your word went forward, Father God, that we take it and apply it in our lives, Father God, to help us grow, to strengthen us, to give us hope and a future. We thank you, Abba Father. We magnify your name. Let the seed grow. And let us be encouraged, church. Let us be encouraged that the God, the mighty God, is with us and he is for us. Thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning. We give you praise and glory and honor. And everybody said, amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.